A meeting of great consequence. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden will meet face-to-face with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday, their first in-person meeting since the U.S. president took office. U.S. congressional delegations have made recent visits to Taiwan, causing increased tensions between the two nations. President Biden at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Cambodia Sunday said that the Democrats regaining control of the Senate will give him additional leverage in his meeting with the Chinese leader.
I know I'm coming in stronger, but I don't need that. I know Xi Jinping. I spent more time with many other world leaders. I know him well. He knows me. There's no, we have very little misunderstanding. We just got to figure out where the red lines are and what are the most important things to each of us.
President Xi accumulating more power after recently securing his third term. Incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's victory over Republican Adam Laxalt in Nevada's Senate race Saturday night, giving Democrats control of the Senate. Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto was out early Sunday morning greeting supporters at the headquarters of one of the powerful Nevada unions, which did so much to push her to victory here. She gave credit to those unions, but also to every voter who, she said, rejected extremism. Senator Cortez Masto's Republican opponent, Adam Laxalt, was ahead in early counting on election night, but his lead was gradually whittled away as more votes were counted in Democrat-heavy Clark County, home to Las Vegas and to three-quarters of Nevada's population.
With control of the House still undecided, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is remaining silent on her future plans. Pelosi said on Sunday news shows that she will make a decision on whether to run for House leadership in the next couple weeks. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Los Angeles mayoral race is still up in the air, with Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass facing Democratic businessman Rick Caruso. Fox's Christina Coleman has the details.
More than $100 million has been spent on this hotly contested mayor's race, making it the most expensive in L.A.'s history. The overwhelming majority of the money comes from Caruso's own bank account. The billionaire real estate developer is trailing his challenger, Democrat veteran Congresswoman Karen Bass. Caruso recently tweeted, "As predicted, this is a close race. There are hundreds of thousands of votes to count, and as expected, we are going to see different results each time. I continue to be cautiously optimistic. Tackling crime has been a key issue for both candidates."
A crash involving a school bus and a tractor trailer leaves many injured. Fox's Karen McHugh reports.
Several student athletes were injured Saturday evening when the school bus they were riding in collided with a semi-truck. The crash occurred in the town of Warsaw, Indiana, around 8 p.m. Police say they'd gotten calls of a speeding tractor trailer that was swerving into other lanes of traffic prior to the incident. Police were on their way to intercept the big rig when the call came in about the accident. 26 were on board the bus, including the members of the St. Ignatius College Prep hockey team from Chicago. Their ages range from 14 to 17. 15 were injured altogether, three of them critically.
A burglar in an Atlanta suburb stole thousands of dollars in items. The suspect returned shortly after and returned some of them.
A Sandy Springs family learned the hard way Tuesday when someone got into their home on Riverview Road and stole thousands of dollars of handbags, jewelry, and more. Cameras captured images of that person. Sandy Springs police want to talk with her. The homeowner says hours after investigators started looking into the case, someone dumped a garbage bag at her mailbox with some of the stolen items inside.
That's Fox 5 Atlanta's Tyler Fingert. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.